This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
How do you make it in America?
Making it means playing the game.
It's really rare, I think, for people to work really hard and not achieve something.
Making it so I can make sure my kids have a better education than from where I came from.
How many times have you heard something like that last line? That if you want to make it in America, you got to get yourself an education. Never mind your background or where you came from. The idea in this country has always been that if you work hard enough, if you study hard enough, you can end up doing whatever you want. Whether that's actually true in America's public schools is a whole other question. Chicago, where we are right now, has the third largest public school system in the United States. And the stats this time, I think, speak volumes. 87% of students here are from low-income families. Only 50% of African-American kids here graduate from high school. Elizabeth Dozier is here with us. She is the principal of Fenger Academy High School down on the south side of Chicago. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Great.
It's worth pointing out as we start that your school is in a place in this country where it is arguably the hardest to make it. There's poverty, there's crime. I mean, you have the whole smash going on down there.
I will not disagree. That is accurate.
So what do you do? It's your job to get kids up out of that. What do you do?
I think a bunch of things. I think one that we're really, really focused in on is giving them hope. And I think that comes in many forms. I think first it comes in relating to them and building relationships with them and showing them a different way of life and exposing them to something. I think that's critical. I think, too, we have to meet their needs. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of kids in our school, and I think I know a lot of kids in our school don't have their basic needs met. We're talking food. We're talking shelter. It's not uncommon for our students to live in abandoned houses.
A lot of that stuff happens outside the school building. That's an interesting realization, I guess, that you as the principal have to work outside the school as well as in.
There's no way to do this job without it. You can't. Whatever happens outside of the school has a direct impact on what happens inside of the school.
This is a loaded question, but it's the honest question. Do you have enough money to do what you need?
No. We won't. Next year, we lose our SIG grant, which was a grant.
Explain what that is.
So it's a grant was given to us by the government, additional $1.8 million in order to provide programs, to provide additional assistance, smaller classroom sizes, programs that our kids need.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to lose that at the end of this year. But the needs haven't changed. That's what I don't think people really understand, is the needs have not changed of our school and school community.
What won't you be able to do because you don't have that money?
We won't be able to have reading programs. On average, 40% of our students come in at a third grade reading level or below. And so instead of just throwing them into a regular English class, we build in reading programs. We won't be able to have reading programs. We know that you just can't have a high school diploma anymore. You have to have something after. So we have a 1 to 50 student to counselor ratio in terms of getting counselors and getting kids to college. And we won't be able to have those things.
Plus a whole bunch more, of course. What do the kids tell you that they want out of your high school?
I think what kids across the country want. They want a future. They want to be able to realize their dreams, no different than anyone else.
How long have you had this job?
3.5 years.
How long is it going to take you to get Fenger where you want it to be?
I think we're on that progression now. If you look at where we are, with 85% decrease in misconducts, more of our freshmen are on track, almost more than doubled. I think that in order to grow into where I'd like to be, I think in the next few years, I think we're already making a huge impact.
Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, famously from Chicago.
Yes.
I imagine you get to chat with him when he comes to town sometimes? Come on, you do.
Oh, no, only twice.
Only twice. What does he say to you about the work you're doing?
I think this is the great thing about him, is he really understands the work that we're doing out there. He's from Chicago. He's been at the school before. He understands the complexity of the work. He tells us we're doing a good job. We're making some differences in some facts that really matter.
Elizabeth Dozier. She is the principal of Fenger Academy High School. It's down on the south side. Thanks so much for coming up today.
Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it.
All right.